destroys minds, bodies, souls and spirits. One young Satanist I knew actually gave her whole hand to Satan. As she stood at the high altar, they dedicated one of the ceremonial swords, which was made of real silver, and they just chopped off her whole hand and they offered it on a silver platter to Satan. Others gave their fingers and their toes to Satan. This goes on today in 1986. And it's no use saying, oh, I don't want to hear things like that, because it won't go away if we close our eyes. Well, this young Satanist, she gave her whole hand to Satan. Some of the new Satanists, when they saw the blood, they fainted. But we all thought it was a wonderful miracle, because the girl felt no pain at all. And they just cauterized the severed limb in the flames in the Satanist temple. Big torches, and they cauterized the severed limb there. And what was it all for? What was Satan doing for her? What did Satan give to her? Absolutely nothing. Well, I'm glad I didn't give any of my limbs to Satan, because I believe the Lord had his hand on me. Then, well, he knew that one day I was going to serve him. And it was all futile. And I wasn't sick. But I well remember that occasion when that girl gave her hand to Satan and others gave their fingers and toes. Would you want our young people of today doing that kind of thing? Does that make witchcraft and Satanism glamorous? Do you want your children involved in that? Jesus said this about the devil: he's a thief and he's a robber. And it's true. He comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus went on to say, but, well, thank God for the buts of the Bible, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Satan kills and destroys, but Jesus heals and restores. And he mends empty, broken, shattered lives. He healed and restored me. And no one can tell me that Christianity doesn't work. And nobody can tell me that there's no devil. Having said all that, I'm not frightened of the devil. I'm not frightened of demons, and nobody should be. Because the Bible says, greater is he, Jesus, that is in you, than he that is in the world. There's no need to be afraid of Satan. There's no need to be afraid of a curses of a witch. I tried to put curses on Christians when I was a witch, and it didn't work, and I couldn't understand the reason why.